DC Comics, the home of Superman, is reissuing its style guide.
A style guide for DC Comics. Okay, but why is that news?
Well, fans have wanted for years to have some way to buy this guide to avoid having to scour the internet for rare and pricey originals.
So what is the DC Comics style guide? What are we talking about here?
Well, it was created in 1982 to help ensure a consistent look for characters like this one.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
A few years after the style guide came out, we got this Tim Burton blockbuster movie treatment. I believe that was Michael Keaton as Batman. Tom King writes for DC Comics and expects to get his copy of the guide any day now.
Most people in this world cannot tell you when they learn who Batman or Superman or Wonder Woman are. By the time they're 3 or 4, they have an image in their head of who those superheroes are, what they look like. That close your eyes image, the image you've had since before you could remember, is the DC style guide.
I confess I mostly care about their outfits for Halloween costume inspiration, but okay, if you say so.
Well, you want to make sure you have authentic costumes, I guess. Now, this style guide was drawn by Jose Luis Garcia Lopez, whom Tom King compares to Italian Renaissance artists.
Christianity was around for a good 1,400 years, but somehow what Michelangelo and Raphael did with those images sort of defined how it exists in our subconscious. You could say Garcia Lopez's effect on comics, like that's the equivalent.
Now, I'm used to thinking about style guides that apply to, you know, news writing. That's something we would use. Yeah. So why did DC decide its comics needed a style guide?
There's a backstory, because in the 1970s and 1980s, DC Comics was falling behind a rival publisher.
Marvel was like the cool kids.
And DC Comics were stuffy.
And that was the reputation, like he wore a tie at DC. To sort of get young blood in, DC hired a 28-year-old woman to take over a company that was run by 60-year-old men.
That 28-year-old Jeanette Kahn revamped DC and set the stage for a style guide to make sure that character images stayed consistent, which helps Tom King as he writes DC Comics today.
When I look at that, it's like, that's what I want to capture. Something both fun and transcendent. Superman is smiling. Batman looks sleek. You know, Wonder Woman looks strong. It represents the simplicity of a thing done right.
Back in print. 4 decades later. That's great.